Good morning. We are talking with Chad Abram, Prairie du Chien City Administrator, recapping the Common Council meeting on Tuesday evening. And Chad, we were talking off air. You had like a 40-minute meeting, which I feel like is a long meeting for you guys.
It is, and there was a lot of items on there, so it took the appropriate amount of time.
Before we get into any of that, I know a hot topic right now in Prairie du Chien is, shocker, the roundabout road construction.
No, really?
At Iowa and Wisconsin Street. And before we get into anything, I just want to remind people that this is a Wisconsin DOT project. It's not a City of Prairie du Chien project. It is not a Crawford County project. This is a Wisconsin DOT project. They're the ones in charge of it. They're essentially the ones telling you guys, here's how we're going to do things.
Correct.
That's how the DOT works.
Yes.
So there's been a little bit of confusion with the detour and just where people can drive. The detour is essentially the bypass.
Yes.
So you can no longer use Wisconsin Street to get to Iowa at all.
At all.
You cannot cross from Iowa to Wisconsin to get to Blackhawk.
Correct.
So is Blackhawk Avenue going to be heavier car traffic this summer?
It might be, yes.
Yes. Will some residential streets see a little bit more cutting across town, back roading, you know, as people try and get around the detour? Probably.
Same thing that the Ohio Street residents had and Dalsman Street residents had in 2017.
With the roundabouts on Marquette Road.
Phase two of the Marquette Road project. Same thing.
And I know I had talked to Chief Tinar about this, that, you know, you can't cite cars for driving on roads.
Correct. Semis have a truck route.
Semis have a truck route. They have to follow the posted truck route. But cars trying to avoid detours, you can't cite them for driving on the road.
No, if I want to go to dinner over in Iowa Friday night like I usually do with my wife, I'm going to get there.
It's not going to be
by ferry in Lansing. Or in Cassville by ferry. I'm going to cross the bridge and I know how to get there.
Yes. So I just want to remind people that detour is in place. Again, follow the signs. Go slow in the construction zones. And just a reminder, the city will listen to your complaints and they will forward them on to the DOT. But this is a DOT project.
Yeah, a perfect example was, you know, it just started and there was some confusion on the first day on Monday. Yesterday was Tuesday. Or Tuesday was Tuesday. Today's Wednesday. Yesterday we had some concerns, Lori. So I called the project engineer, and we had a meeting, a non-scheduled meeting. He met with myself, Chief Tinor, and DPW Superintendent Nick Gilberts, and we had a good conversation, good meeting. Hey, here's our ideas.
Yes.
We understand that you have a chain of command that you answer to at the DOT. Here's our ideas from doing these projects in the past. What about we try this and try that? So he did, you know, I didn't relay this last night in my open comments, public comment, city minister's report, that they did listen. In fact, there was a big email that he drafted at the end of the day prior to me going to the council meeting that was to the powers that be at the DOT on our conversation. So it's not like they're ignoring us.
Exactly.
They're listening to us.
It's just they're the decision makers, not you.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey, we had some ideas. You know, the pedestrian signs are very, very confusing because the sidewalk signs, it says detour, and there's a little guy on it, and a little bicycle, right?
Yes.
But it's for the sidewalks detour. People are thinking, well, that's the detour.
Yes.
It's not the detour. And by federal law, they have to have those at the sidewalks because some day years ago, somebody walked in a construction project, fell, got hurt, they got sued, and now this is a mandate by the feds, by the state, so they have to be in there. So we just talked about ways to maybe shape those differently or place them differently. We talked about a couple other things. So they are listening. It's going to be a long summer.
It is.
It's going to be crazy.
But it's going to be so good when it's done.
It'll be done.
Yes.
It'll be done. The next time we'll talk about a big road project, and I said this last night at the council meeting, Lori, was in 2031, phase three of Marquette Road, which goes from Washington Street north.
Oh.
And that might be a very minimal, just a grind and overlay. Not We did ask them about putting a roundabout on Washington Street, though, because we love roundabouts.
We do. And the city of roundabouts.
They're very safe, and there's a lot of kids that cross there, because that was a discussion that we've talked. It was on Public Works Committee last night and on the council. No action was taken in Public Works. But we are going to put some crosswalks on that north end of town for sure at Hayden Street. But we're looking at Marquette Road in the future as well for a crossing like we have at the roundabouts now, where they're marked, flashing lights, the whole work. So
I say this before
we digress, we even talk about
it. I know. I was never a roundabout person. They got added in Prairie. Now I go to other towns and I'm like, they need some roundabouts to help with traffic control.
Ma'am.
Look at me. Hypocrite. I admit it. But getting into the city council meeting, I know you had some resolutions and discussion and action on those, so I'll let you talk about that.
Yeah, so basically there was four resolutions for two separate areas in town. They're just looking to vacate an alleyway or a streetway. One is off of 22nd Street. One is off of South Beaumont. Basically what that does is just vacate it so that we cannot put it there. Nobody can put a street in it. Gives the permission to the people to use Hat Lake. The one on 22nd Street is a perfect example. It's between two parcels. There's a new house that's going up on 22nd Street, and then it's the Matusik residence. So in between there is a non-plotted street.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to vacate that. They want to vacate that portion of the street, so then half the property goes to the new owner, half the property goes to Matusik's. We would still retain the easement rights, utility. Mm-hmm. So any utility easements that we have would retain on that. And this is just the first step of the resolutions. This portion is to a resolution to approve to start the vacation process, and then to set the second resolution is to set a date and time for the public hearing. So those were all approved last night. So now what Cassie does in the zoning department, she will take those and she will mail 200 feet directional in both those areas about the public hearing at the upcoming meeting, so that all the residents are notified so they can come in and speak on it. Because there were some questions last night about was the neighbors contacted about this, and it wasn't to that point yet.
Mm-hmm.
They will be. Cassie did say she did talk to the neighbors, but they will be also notified formally now by mail about this vacation that is being requested by the neighbors and on off of Beaumont Street and off of 22nd Street. So
all
those
right.
are all approved, and they will be upcoming at a public hearing in the near future.
All right, and then you went into the committee. You had some finance and public works.
Yeah, finance committee. We had 8 bids for IT, information technology. We had 8 separate bids from all over the United States. We had like 4 from Wisconsin, 2 pretty local, 1 dependable, and 1 consultants LLC out of Bloomington. And after all the bid tabulations were laid out for the finance committee, the low bid was Dependable Solutions, who we currently have, and we are locked in with them for the next 3 years at just over $91,000 per year. So that's for 51 users, all the other the licenses and all the and the user fees. That's a locked fee. It's not going to change for the next 3 years. We love that because it's budget certainty.
Yes.
We know for the next 3 years we can budget that amount for IT for the city of Prairie du Chien.
Now, and every time you call them, they help you.
They do. Yes. You do. So if there's any other bigger projects that are out of the scope of the contract that we develop with them, there could be additional charges. But most of it's just all incurred within that budget. So we're very happy to do that, approve that. The other one was the approval of drafting an RFP, which I had drafted prior to the meeting. But it's for garbage services. So we've been under contract with Town & Country, which now has changed hands to Republic. Mm-hmm. There's been a few hiccups with the changing of hands. I'm not going to lie. We've had a lot of calls from residents, a lot of Facebook messages, a lot of emails. So that's going out to RFP. So we will put that on VendorNet, and it'll probably be on VendorNet probably by the end of next week. So the week of July. Wow, I'm way ahead. June 12th. Hopefully get it on an RFP on the VendorNet. It'll be on VendorNet by the week of June 12th for any garbage services in this area or not in the area.
Yeah. You
know? I mean, there could be something. I know there's a couple businesses across the river from your home state that are interested in doing the services here. I know there's some up in La Crosse that are interested. So we'll see what kind of...
Take all the proposals
we'll
can get.
Take all we can get, and we'll find a good one, flush it out, and then hopefully in a couple, maybe in July, the second meeting in July, I can come back and tell you who the garbage people are going to be the next 3 years.
And then there was a public works one as well.
Yeah, the public works committee meeting. There was a lot of discussion in the public works meeting. We had four items on that, and only one was acted on. The one that was acted on was there's a request for an agate hunting area. And this is all new to me. I didn't know people were actually hunting for agates because they're worth money.
I don't even know what it is.
It's a rock.
Oh, okay.
It's a certain kind of rock. And so that this went to Park Board, and they approved it at their, I believe it was their April 15th meeting. And we are looking at starting an agate rock area on the behind, like by the area of the Moore Building, Lori.
Okay.
On St. Farrell Island. And Brendan Dillman was the, or Barron, no, Brendan Dillman was the one that brought this proposal forward. He was at the meeting last night and spoke on it. So the Public Works Committee did approve it for a 3-year trial period. And so we'll work with, Brendan will work with Mike Wallace and Nick Gilberts to get that area established. And, somebody asked him, why do you think we need an agate hunting area on St. Farrell Island? And Barron said the biggest issue they have at their plant out there on County K is people wanting to look through the agates. So they're trying to run a business, and people are climbing around in their rock piles where they shouldn't be. So he's like, what if we just donate some rock, we put it down there, and let people hunt agates down
All
on
right.
the island?
That makes sense.
I didn't know it was a thing. So I knew what an agate was, but I didn't know that you hunted them. You know, of course, when I moved to Prairie du Chien, I didn't know what hunting a mushroom was, because I didn't know what that meant.
You learn it. You live and learn, right?
Harry Sprossy asked me, you want to go hunt mushrooms? I said, what kind of gun does that take?
Or I'm a police officer. I don't think I can take those drugs.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's the other one. Yeah. So those were approved. The other things that were on there that was on the agenda, the crosswalk we talked briefly about. So that we're working on that. And then the other two items, the rock outside of the Memorial Gardens was not acted on, nor was changing back the traffic on South Wakuda, the 100 and 200 block of South Wakuda. So basically that's right next to the CAP office going towards the library.
Oh.
And the council met on, Public Works met on this over a year ago, and they said they're not going to do anything with that street until police department moves out, if anything. And I think the way it was redesigned was for the expansion of the library and the diagonal parking. And we have placed a better sign that shows wrong way now, because it was one sign you couldn't really see. So the other one, what says wrong way now, is very visible. And it is drastically cut back. People driving
the wrong way.
So that was all taken care of last night.
And then I know there was some discussion and action on a few different things as well.
Yes. So Mike Wallace had a request in to have a bid waived for the new Fort Fun Park. So the reason for the request was that these funds have been raised. It's not city taxpayer money. It's not coming from the general fund. We're not paying for it. The city is not paying for it. It's all on donations. And he's been working with Lee Recreation.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Recreation is the ones that we've been working with for the new swing sets in the area, that ExoFit equipment that's on St. Farrell Island now. And Lee Recreation was doing all these designs and everything like pro bono for us. So those the bid waiver was approved last night for the Fort Fun Committee and for Mike, so that we will sign the contract with Lee Recreation for the new equipment at Fort Fun when the money is raised.
And then I know there was just a couple things with wastewater.
Larry Gates was there last night. It's an annual thing where he gives an update on the water department. It's the consumer confidence report, which we got an A, and then the facility maintenance report at the wastewater, we also got an A. So we're sitting at a 4.0.
Hey, that's pretty good.
For our wastewater.
That's pretty good.
And our water. Larry's doing a good thing. And his guys, we got Bill Rodenkirk, Keith Coleman, Casey Wagner, we got Johnny Rickloff, Heath Smith, and Tyler Walters down at the sewer plant. Great operators, really happy, part of our team here in the Prairie du Chien. And it's a good report again from the utilities for 2025.
All right, so the next council meeting will be on Tuesday, June 19th. Anything else you wanted to add?
No, we talked about construction. Just be patient. Yeah. We'll get through it. And Rendezvous Weekend's going to be quite a challenge.
It'll be interesting, but we'll make it through.
Yes, we will.
Talking with Prairie du Chien City Administrator Chad Abram.